Track 73. Page 73. Exam practice. EGE listening part 3.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Stephanie Wright is the author of the book Don't Be a Fashion Victim. Stephanie, I'd like to start by asking you who you think is most interested in reading your book.
Well, the book's for everyone, but going by the emails I get, it's mostly young people who are tired of advertising. Many of them tell me that they used to feel pressure to always be in fashion, but the books helped them to be themselves. That's great, because getting people to think for themselves was one of my main aims as an author.
About the title of the book, what is a fashion victim?
Well, my idea of a fashion victim doesn't differ very much from what most people understand. I think it's someone who follows fashion without giving much thought to things. With clothes, these are the people who spend a lot of money on the latest designs, even though the clothes may not really suit them. The difference is that I think fashion goes beyond clothes.
So, apart from clothes, what do you mean by fashion?
Oh, there are so many things. You know, there was a study which identified all the areas where fashion enters our lives. That's what made me consider writing this book in the first place. The study revealed how many everyday things are affected by fashion. The music we listen to, the gadgets we buy, even the water we drink and the food we eat.
You're not seriously saying that fashion affects everything, are you?
Yes, I am. And it starts with children. They're very good at spotting people who dress differently, and they can be very cruel, can't they? You only have to go to school wearing something that's a year or two old, and someone will comment or laugh at you. Then as adults, we laugh at people because of the car they drive, the phone they have, or the old-fashioned music they listen to.
And do you think this should change?
Yes. The problem these days is that we don't value the right things. Let me explain. People with little money have to get food to eat, water to drink, and clothes to wear, the basics. Fashion is a luxury for them. Nobody wants to be poor, but I think we ought to learn from these people because they know the real value of things.
But surely we should spend money how we want to.
Of course. Who am I to tell people how to spend their money? If you think a luxury car will bring you genuine happiness, then buy it. But one day, you'll look back and say, "Yeah, I had a car like that once." Maybe your friends will be jealous. Maybe you will be truly happy. But if you use that money to travel the world, you'll have memories that will last a lifetime. You may even form lifelong friendships on your travels. You'll certainly learn things and, dare I suggest, you might become a nicer person.
So what advice do you give? What's the main message in your book?
Be yourself. Don't follow fashion like sheep. Ignore others and learn to think for yourself. And stop judging people. Allow others to be themselves. Accept them for who they are. There are more important things in life than having designer clothes or the latest mobile phone.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Stephanie Wright is the author of the book, Don't Be a Fashion Victim. Stephanie, I'd like to start by asking you who you think is most interested in reading your book.
Well, the book's for everyone, but going by the emails I get, it's mostly young people who are tired of advertising. Many of them tell me that they used to feel pressure to always be in fashion, but the books helped them to be themselves. That's great, because getting people to think for themselves was one of my main aims as an author.
About the title of the book, what is a fashion victim?
Well, my idea of a fashion victim doesn't differ very much from what most people understand. I think it's someone who follows fashion without giving much thought to things. With clothes, these are the people who spend a lot of money on the latest designs, even though the clothes may not really suit them. The difference is that I think fashion goes beyond clothes.
So, apart from clothes, what do you mean by fashion?
Oh, there are so many things. You know, there was a study which identified all the areas where fashion enters our lives. That's what made me consider writing this book in the first place. The study revealed how many everyday things are affected by fashion. The music we listen to, the gadgets we buy, even the water we drink and the food we eat.
You're not seriously saying that fashion affects everything, are you?
Yes, I am. And it starts with children. They're very good at spotting people who dress differently, and they can be very cruel, can't they? You only have to go to school wearing something that's a year or two old, and someone will comment or laugh at you. Then as adults, we laugh at people because of the car they drive, the phone they have, or the old-fashioned music they listen to.
And do you think this should change?
Yes. The problem these days is that we don't value the right things. Let me explain. People with little money have to get food to eat, water to drink, and clothes to wear, the basics. Fashion is a luxury for them. Nobody wants to be poor, but I think we ought to learn from these people because they know the real value of things.
But surely we should spend money how we want to.
Of course. Who am I to tell people how to spend their money? If you think a luxury car will bring you genuine happiness, then buy it. But one day, you'll look back and say, "Yeah, I had a car like that once." Maybe your friends will be jealous. Maybe you will be truly happy. But if you use that money to travel the world, you'll have memories that will last a lifetime. You may even form lifelong friendships on your travels. You'll certainly learn things and, dare I suggest, you might become a nicer person.
So what advice do you give? What's the main message in your book?
Be yourself. Don't follow fashion like sheep. Ignore others and learn to think for yourself. And stop judging people. Allow others to be themselves. Accept them for who they are. There are more important things in life than having designer clothes or the latest mobile phone.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.